Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce cost and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/strange right now. NetSuite.com/strange. NetSuite.com/strange. Hey, strangers. Today, we want to introduce you to another one of our projects. You may or may not know that One Strange Thing is our second podcast. The first we created is called The Fall Line. It's a different kind of true crime, family-focused, in-depth, and filled with interviews. It focuses on cold cases that haven't received enough media attention. That show has been in production for nearly 6 years. It's a more serious take than One Strange Thing, but you'll enjoy the same deep level of research. And if you're interested in ethical, empathetic true crime, The Fall Line is the show for you. We're sharing a clip from part one in a three-part series that recently dropped. It concerns the cold case of Chairo Garibay Ferreira. On December 11th, 2005, 20-year-old Chairo disappeared. She'd planned on attending church with her family in Oliver's, California, but she never showed. Her family was immediately concerned. This wasn't like the responsible young adult that they knew. Chairo was reported missing to the Yuba County Sheriff, and both her family and law enforcement began an exhaustive 5-week search that ended in the tragic discovery of her body. Though there would eventually be a $50,000 reward authorized in Chairo's case, no one has been arrested for her murder. Right now, we're going to play you a clip from the first episode in that series. You can head over to The Fall Line to follow Chairo's story and hear from her family and what they, and investigators, hope can be done for her case today. And you can subscribe to The Fall Line anywhere you get podcasts. This is The Fall Line. In Oliver's, California, in the last days of 2005, a 20-year-old named Chairo Garibay Ferreira failed to arrive at church. Her family had gone on ahead and expected her to appear later. With some family members singing in the choir, and a special program planned to celebrate the Virgin of Guadalupe, whose namesake feast fell on the next day, December 12th. Chairo's mother, Magdalena, and her stepfather, Leonel Sr., and her little brother and sister, Leonel Jr., called Junie by the family, and Marisol, all had to leave the house by 5:30 a.m. They piled into Leonel Sr.'s Dodge Ram for the trip, but Chairo had her own car, paid for by her job at the local video store, so she could sleep in a little and meet her family later. They'd be performing at two different masses that morning. Chairo would catch up in her 2002 Mercury Cougar. It was a vehicle her little brother and sister and cousins all loved. But Chairo Garibay never met her family at mass. When her mother and father arrived home, her brother and sister had gone to their cousin's house to play. Chairo wasn't there either. But her purse and cell phone were still in her room, and her Mercury Cougar was still parked outside. Instead, the family's third car, a Toyota Camry that Magdalena drove, was gone. Something was wrong. Magdalena began to make calls. Their family was large and close-knit, The Ferreira side was stretched across the little towns near Yuba City, like Oliverst and Marysville, where most of the siblings and their grandmother and grandfather, Magdalena's parents, had settled. Call to call, person to person, then to Chido's friends. She had many. The question was asked again and again. Where is she? They didn't have time to call the Yuba County Sheriff's Office. Deputies arrived at the family's door, but they hadn't found Chido. According to the Appeal Democrat, the family's Toyota Camry had been discovered, quote, submerged in the Bear River next to a train trestle a half mile east of Highway 70. That was an area a few miles from the family's home. That's right at the Yuba County and Sutter County lines. The car had been spotted, per the Democrat, by, quote, a nature photographer. It was just chance that the Camry had been found so soon. They'd followed the registration to Magdalena and Leonel's home. But there was no sign of Chido, and there wouldn't be, not for days and days. Even with exhaustive ground searches, endless flyering by her family, sleepless nights, she had entirely disappeared. The only sign at the house that was unusual, law enforcement noted to the Democrat, was that there was an open window, and the screen to the window was laying outside, on the ground, and it was unclear whether this had anything to do with her disappearance. Chido vanished from her Northern California home, from her small town, on December 11, 2005. In a community of roughly 13,000 people, who, per the Appeal Democrat, at one point formed a hand-to-hand chain to search for her, it was difficult to imagine what could have happened. Chido was a busy, well-liked, family-focused young adult with plans to attend college on the horizon. She'd graduated from the local high school. She was a popular staple at the counter at the local video store. She was well-known in her church community, in the Spanish-language youth group. She had friends, and people everywhere knew her, but no one came forward to say that they'd seen anything. No one ever entertained the idea that Chido Garibay had run away or left her life behind. She's a good girl. That's what every news story echoed. The sheriff's investigators, her family, friends, the church, they all knew something had occurred. Chido's parents had been home by 10:30 a.m. that Sunday. And in 5 hours, she was gone without a trace. On Wednesday, December 14th, 3 days after Chido's disappearance, then Undersheriff Steve Durfer told the Sacramento Bee, quote, "The circumstances are highly suspicious. We're not ruling out the possibility of foul play. We're not discounting any theory at this point." And soon, the word kidnapped began to appear in local news reports. It took a few days, but authorities were eventually able to narrow down what Chido was likely wearing when she disappeared. Cowboy boots, jeans, a zip-up hoodie. She might have had on her favorite jewelry. Within a few days, the Appeal Democrat reported that the Yuba County Sheriff had set up a 24-hour tip line asking for any information pertaining to Chido's disappearance. On December 15th, the paper described an extensive search with scent dogs along the banks of the river, and quotes from volunteers who joined in to aid the mission were included. Uriel Chavez, Chido's cousin, told the Democrat, quote, "I don't know why she's missing. She didn't have any enemies." And there were quotes from Chido's boyfriend, her cousins, her aunts and uncles, and friends. So many people were worried. By the 20th of December, the paper reported that the same areas had been searched and searched again, especially, quote, "along the Bear and Feather Rivers, on foot and horse and all-terrain vehicles." Dogs had again been brought in. The force was largely volunteer and had help coming in from across the region, including outside Yuba County. Chido's parents' house had become a home base for neighbors and volunteers and their large extended family who met to help with flyering and searches, anything that was needed. And in the afternoons, Magdalena, Chido's mother, would sit and wait for news. But there was no news. Christmas passed. Relatives from other towns sent presents for Chido, hoping she'd be home to open them. She missed the trip to Mexico that she'd planned on making with her family. It would have been the first time she had a chance to visit since she'd immigrated as a child. We first heard of Chido Garibay when a listener of the show contacted us and asked us if we'd cover her case. Anna told us that Chido was her partner's cousin. She told us that he and his family had been waiting for answers for a long time. As we messaged over Instagram, it soon became apparent how many people who love Chido would be willing to speak about her. Her cousins, Hansel and America and Gracia, her mother Magdalena and her aunt Carmen, who interviewed with Brooke with the translation help of our special content advisor and translator, Guadalupe Lopez. Chido's brother Lionel, nicknamed Junie, and her sister Marisol. Chido's high school friends, Ophelia and Ashley. There is a lot you need to know about Chido. Her life didn't begin and end that day in December in Northern California when she promised to meet her family at church, but never made it there. And there's more to tell you about her case. But first, you need to know more about her. And then you'll discover what her family needs from you now, more than 17 years after police stood on their front porch, telling them their family car had been discovered in the river.
Es que antes de que naciera mi hija, ese nombre yo lo oí de una artista mexicana que tenía un ese nombre se le puede poner niña o niño. Entonces dijo Chido. Y a mí me gustó ese nombre luego.
That was Magdalena, Chido's mother, talking about how she chose Chido's name. She told us that she liked the name Chido because it was gender neutral, and she first heard it as the name of a Mexican artist. She told us, quote, "One day my sister-in-law mentioned the name Yosefe, and I liked how it sounded, Chido Yosefe, and so that's what we named her. The meaning for Chido is welcome to this world, and Yosefe means white dove. The meaning is wonderful. That's why I loved it, and it fit her very well, because my daughter was always very happy. She had a smile that never went away. Today, many of her friends that I keep in touch with have told me they named their children after her, and it makes me very happy." Unlike her younger brother and sister, Chido was born in Mexico. She moved with her mother and several other family members to California when she was young. She hadn't seen her biological father since then, and there were plans for her to meet with him when the family took their Christmas trip in 2005. But, of course, with her disappearance, that trip never came. No one wanted to leave, not even the city, to see family close by. They needed to be on hand to find her.